Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Never take your heart health for granted. For just $99, you can get a complete screening and know your risks. Call 601-249-5198 to schedule your Happy Healthy Heart screening at Southwest Mississippi Regional Medical Center.
What's up? Welcome in on this Tuesday night. My name is Michael Ward. Glad that you guys are here. A couple of things to talk about. First, spring practice. Lane Kiffin had a media op today. He had a press conference, and because of the lack of access, among other things, there's very little when it comes to what you can actually see at spring practice at Ole Miss. So you got to just kind of have to listen to get some clues on how things have gone, and frankly, I think right now it's obvious. Two things are obvious with Ole Miss football, so we'll talk about that. And then, of course, Chris Beard, Texas A&M, Buzz Williams takes the Maryland job, and as you can imagine, Chris Beard is on top of all the hot boards and all that stuff, so we'll talk about that as well on this edition of the show. I would invite you, please, to subscribe wherever you're listening, however you're listening. If you are watching on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast feed. Wherever you get them, just search Rebel Report and subscribe and leave a rating and a review. And don't forget to subscribe and like and all that stuff right here on YouTube. This edition of the podcast is presented by the Gregory Law Firm. DJ Gregory of the Gregory Law Firm has got you covered anywhere in Mississippi for personal injury. So if you've been personally injured, give him a call at 662-397-9799, 662-397-9799. Don't delay. Call DJ today. Also, small business. If you're a small business owner or you are looking to start a small business and you need some legal advice, he will take care of you. DJ Gregory at the Gregory Law Firm, 662-397-9799. So, let's start with football. Lane Kiffin met with the media today. I feel bad for the beat writers. When it comes to covering spring practice, because you don't get to see anything, not really anyway. And so you've got fans that are thirsty for spring practice content from the people that cover them from a beat perspective, right? The on the ground reporters, they don't get access to anything noteworthy, but they still have fans that are clamoring for content. It's a weird spot for them to be in. So I don't envy their positions having to produce content based on very like warm-ups and stuff like that, or just kind of what they're hearing. So that stinks. That stinks for them. And for you, the fans, because you're not as informed, right? I do think it's abundantly clear when you listen to Lane Kiffin talk. And if you guys haven't done it today, go check out his press conference. There's a couple of things in there that are noteworthy, at least I think. It was one of his more boring press conferences, but I do think two things are very obvious with this team right now. I think they love their skill position personnel on offense. And how could they not, right? That we've talked about Austin Simmons before. We will talk about him all offseason. There is nothing that I have heard or that anybody else has said regarding Austin Simmons that is not anything other than this kid's legit. Now, it's got to happen on the field. He'll go to Lexington in week two. That'll be significant for Ole Miss for a lot of reasons. And so he's going to get really tested here in ways that he hasn't before. I know the one drive versus Georgia, but that was just one drive. It's different when you're the guy versus when you're not. But everything about Austin Simmons from everybody around tells you that they love him. And as we talked about during the portal cycle, it was obvious what they thought about Austin Simmons because they didn't even really try to get somebody to come in and compete with him for the job. They didn't even really try. It was always Austin Simmons really from the jump. And they even got somebody to compete with Jackson Dart, right? Like they went out and got Spencer Sanders. And I know that was kind of a weird deal, but they didn't even really try. At least not publicly anyway, for somebody like that to come in and compete with Austin Simmons. So they really like what they have at quarterback. The group of wide receivers, at least on paper, is pretty outstanding. you have a metric ton of experience. If the assumed starters are what they're actually going to be with Caden Lee coming back and how experienced he is, despite having to split time with Jordan Watkins, you know, Trey Wallace has played a ton of football and he has playoff experience. Dejon Stribling has played a ton of football, even though those two guys not necessarily at Ole Miss, a ton of football. And you know, if you look at their portal class, they signed some receivers that didn't generate much fanfare, and understandably so. But when it comes to rotation guys and backups, there's a lot to, frankly, just love about their group of wide receivers. And if you listen to Lane Kiffin today, he's kind of echoing those sentiments, as well as the tight end position. Daquan Wright and Lucas are a duo of tight ends that would earn the envy of basically every other coach in America. That's a duo of tight ends that could rival any team in college football with their experience, both with Wright in this offense and has with the SEC. And by the way, Wright today did talk about how they're going to do a lot of 12 personnel, so two tight end sets, which is going to be awesome. Because they have two tight ends that can do it, that can be effective, and they seem to really like them as well. Mentioned some injuries on the offensive line, but I think it's obvious at this point they really like the personnel. And, I mean, again, on paper, it looks outstanding, but if you listen to Lane, he seems very, very high on what they have at the skill position offensively. On the flip side, something that has been an obvious concern, they did not do a good enough job in the transfer portal in this spot. And anytime it gets brought up, including today, they are there is concern about the back end of the defense. Seems like they like the defensive line probably a lot, even in what they have there. And what's interesting, of course, about the defensive line is how it's a bunch of homegrown guys. I mean, you look at, They added two edges from the portal, but Xavien Harris, Eccles, Jam Brown, Santarian Perkins, et cetera, are homegrown guys. Kalo Stone, who I expect to have a bigger role on this team this year, even though he's not homegrown, he's been in the program for a long time, right? These are guys that, you know, they've had or that they were recruited out of high school that are going to be the core of the defensive line. But it's the secondary that both privately and publicly, it sounds like they're concerned with. And the spring portal is going to be one where they're going to need to add because there's a chance that group right now is the weak link of this defense and possibly of the team. Now, Kiffin did say some glowing things about Sage Ryan today, but there is a chance that's a position of weakness. And I mean, in his press conference before this one, Lane straight up said, I'm looking for, and I'm paraphrasing his words, but this is what he said: there are some guys that if they don't step up, we're going to go into the portal and get their replacements. It was very cut and dry from Kiffin earlier about that position. And again, if you listen to him today, it sounds like that is still something that they're worried about. So not much else when it comes to spring in terms of updates. They've got some guys that are banged up and stuff like that. Not going to get to see them in any kind of a spring game setting. But this team's all about Austin Simmons first and foremost, and everything you hear is great. But especially the pass catchers that they have. If you're looking for a source of optimism for Ole Miss this year, the pass catchers in this offense should be pretty outstanding. Also talked about continuity with the coaching staff and how it's a really big deal that all 10 assistant coaches are back. So when you're bringing in new players, you don't have to also install a new system, stuff like that. This is a big test for Lane Kiffin, and we'll spend more time in the offseason talking about stuff like this. But they underachieved offensively this past season, and there's no other way around it. They can throw season-long numbers and stuff like that. Jackson Dart's going to go in the first round, it seems. So they'll have a first-round pick at quarterback, and they'll talk all these season-long numbers and all that. And all that's great. But in their three losses, they scored one second-half touchdown. There was clearly an issue with them offensively if not for Pete Golding and that side of the ball, there's a chance that they lose more than three games. I mean, defense is what kept them in and won them a lot of games. So continuity's great, but not making changes is just as interesting as making changes, because Lane Kiffin watched what happened last year with coordinators and staff and all that, and chose to basically run that back. And so if it looks poor again, then we can look back and think back to this press conference where he talked about how great it was that you had all this continuity. But when the offense was the issue a year ago and you made no changes, then it better improve, or else we can look back on it as I don't know if it was a miscalculation or I don't know how you want to couch it, but that is something to keep an eye on. Continuity isn't always a great thing, especially if the offense does not improve. But, you know, we'll just have to see to make it happen. The podcast is brought to you in part by Toyota of Brookhaven. Tell them I sent you when you go or shop online. Tell them that I sent you at toyotabrookhaven.com or exit 40 in Brookhaven. $1,000 off any in-stock new Toyota on me off the top. Before anything else, $1,000 on me. Just tell them that I sent you, or online use code Rebel Report. I know the car buying experience can be stressful, can be frustrating at times. Go somewhere that will treat you like a person and not just dollar signs. And that's Toyota Brookhaven. They will do that for you. And again, exit 40 in Brookhaven, online at toyotabrookhaven.com. Check out their online inventory so you can see what they got before you get in the car and go. But trust me, it's worth it, because you'll have a pleasant car buying experience from people that will actually take care of you. They also have a service department as well, open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Any maker, model, doesn't matter. Doesn't have to be a Toyota. They will take care of you at Toyota Brookhaven. Great service, great savings. They deliver. The other thing here before we get to your comments is the Texas A&M job coming open. And, you know, there's a conversation like we had on the radio show to be had about why Texas A&M, a place with the overabundance of resources and everything else that they've got, they really struggle to win at a high level in basically everything. They struggle to keep coaches. They struggle to win. They've always had an abundance of resources in this supremely dedicated fan base and all this stuff. Well, why is it that they can't win and that they can't keep coaches? And that's a conversation, you know, for something like our radio show earlier today. I just kind of want to stick it with how it pertains to Ole Miss tonight, if that's okay with you guys. CBS had a hot board that they put out, Chris Beard candidate number one. Pete Nakos of On3 puts a hot board out there, and the graphic is just hilarious because it has the Texas A&M logo with Chris Beard and Chris Jans on it. I mean, it's just a hilarious graphic for so many reasons. And Chris Beard, number one on their hot board. I guess TechSags reported that, or not reported, but said that Chris Beard would be dream candidate number one. So you're going to get that. And you're going to get that for a lot of reasons. One, because he's an elite-level basketball coach, obviously, and people are going to want him to coach their school. That includes Texas A&M and a bunch of people. And maybe this is the job where it happens. Maybe it's Texas A&M. Chris Beard wants to get back to Texas, and you know, he's a Lone Star State guy or whatever, and he wants to – you know, get revenge on Texas for letting him go too early and whatever, right? Whatever angle you want to take on that. So maybe he does take, maybe he gets offered and he takes it. Maybe so. Maybe that happens here. But what you see with this and what you see with any football job, I mean, we had this conversation about Florida last football season, and nobody really, I say nobody, but not enough people are willing to pay attention to how things change in sports, not just college sports, but in sports, how things can change, how people still think that what was once will always be. And you see that here with, well, of course, you know, go get Chris Beard. Of course he'll take it. Just go get him, right? Like, he's screaming and crying, please get me out of Ole Miss. And I need to get out of here ASAP. And you have that in football, and you have that here. With with basketball, and it's just a narrative or whatever, a position, a feeling that people have all the time about basically every job. And it's not just fans, it's media people too. The just go get him. Well, just go get Kiffin. Just go get Beard, right? And for some reason, despite objective evidence to the contrary, people think that there is no way that you can compete and win at a place like Ole Miss in ways that Texas A&M can. Despite all the evidence to the contrary, despite the decades and decades and decades of just mediocrity in the sports department at Texas A&M, well, I mean, just go get him, because of course he wants that job. There's no way that Ole Miss can compete this here, 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 here. I mean, Ole Miss can sign the number one portal class in football, and people still think that it's a job that is steps below Florida. That, well, of course Florida has more money. That's a sentiment my radio show co-host has shared. Well, of course, yeah, it's Florida. They can get more money if they want to. What does that mean? Then why don't they? If you can win so much more at Florida, then why don't they win very much? Just like Moneyball. I mean, if Florida has so much money, then why don't they have so much money? If Texas A&M has this overabundance of resources that Ole Miss could never dream of competing, then why don't they win any more than Ole Miss does? No matter what Lane Kiffin or Chris Beard make in salary, people just don't pay attention. No matter what their assistants make and what their salary pool is, people don't pay attention. No matter how many analysts that they can hire and how much money is sunk into the football program and basketball programs, nobody pays attention. No matter how many players they sign out of the transfer portal, nobody pays attention. That is the frustrating thing. And I think some of it has to do with just historical context, that Ole Miss basketball has no history, therefore it never can create history, which is a flawed line of thinking. Or they have some ignorant prejudice. No, that's not the right word. But some ignorant opinion on what Ole Miss is capable of because of the state of Mississippi. And they're wrong. Yes, Mississippi in general is a state that is not economically thriving, right? There's no major cities or anything like that, but that doesn't mean a major southern university with 30,000 students and a medical school and an accounting school and a business school and a law school and all that doesn't have wealthy alumni that are willing to commit anything to win in sports. And on top of that, you have an athletic director who is just absolutely killing it, and a university, I know they're called chancellors, but a university president that is extremely sports-minded. And everybody's pulling the rope in the same direction. And basically nobody in college sports has adapted to this era in the way that not only the Ole Miss administration has, but the fans have as well. We're on year five of the portal NIL era, and people still think, well, I mean, that's just Mississippi over there. I mean, any coach would want to get out of there right away, despite the resources and everything that has increased tenfold. It is an odd phenomenon, and I don't understand why people in sports media don't want to understand that or don't pay attention to that. And again, I'm not saying Lane Kiffin and Chris Beard are going to coach football and basketball at Ole Miss for the next 20 years. I'm not doing that. Again, Chris Beard very well could leave for A&M, although that really doesn't make much sense when you consider, one, how much he's getting currently at Ole Miss, both himself and in player acquisition, who his boss is at Ole Miss versus who his boss would be at Texas A&M. I mean, it doesn't appear to make sense just kind of on the surface. But there is an inability to adapt thinking in sports media, and that's why you get a lot of this. Kiffin's just on top of every hot board. He's going to take that job and that job and that job and that job and that job. I mean, there are people that I've talked to in the national media, at SEC media days, that refuse to believe that Lane Kiffin turned Auburn down. Just outright don't believe it. regardless of the reporting, regardless of somebody like Ross Dellinger, who's the best, confirming that, and everybody in between, people still refuse to believe that that happened. Because why would the Ole Miss coach ever turn down Auburn? Well, look at what he's got right now. Because the jobs are no different now. Doesn't matter what happened in 2010. But anyway, that is my rant. Those are my gripes. Let's get to your messages now after I tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online at absms.com. Advantage Business Systems has you covered for all of your Mississippi office technology needs. Tell them I sent you. Get a complimentary office technology assessment. So you tell them what you need and what your budget is, and they will find a solution for you on me. That's Advantage Business Systems for all of your Mississippi office technology needs. The podcast is also brought to you by Priority One Bank. They make you their priority every single day with their online banking platform. It's a one-stop shop. All you need is an internet connection, and you can do whatever it is that you need to do with your money, because Priority One Bank makes you their priority. Here we go to the comments. Not sure if it's a hot take or not, but I don't like April Fool's Day, especially with social media. No, it's very annoying. It is. It's very annoying. Tiger Woods had a good one today, though. That was good because it was just believable enough to make you think. And then he came back, and that was a good one. All the other ones were dumb. It's good to see you, Jerry, down in Pascagoula. Thought that loss to Michigan was going to be Buzz's last game at A&M, but I had him going to a place like Texas. That Billy Lucci freezing cold take was hilarious. Yes, but again, that kind of, and I know you sent that before I started rambling there, but that kind of goes back to my point, though, is, I mean, just the overinflated sense of, well, now all the winning's going to happen. What evidence do you have to suggest that, like, if a sleeping giant never wakes up, it's dead. It's not asleep. You know what I mean? Still concerned about the offensive line and their ability to run the football? Me too. Me too. They can probably get away with a thin defensive secondary for most of the season until they start playing teams like LSU. Yeah, I'm concerned about the LSU game and what Nuss might be able to do to that secondary. Started asking, can Ole Miss basketball be for Beard what it's become for Kiffin? It's certainly possible. Absolutely. Chris Beard will never be a candidate at Texas A&M because their brass are committed to the Aggie way over winning. Look at who they hired in baseball and football. You know, I'm sure that's part of their struggles. It's just fascinating. It's fascinating that, because you're right, they have that stance. They believe that your sports team should be a reflection of morality, which I've always found odd. But their biggest star athlete that they loved so much that they had to force to take online classes only because his presence on campus was so disruptive because of how obsessed with him that they were, was Johnny Manziel. And he was a piece of work, to put it PG, the whole time. The whole time, and it was covered up and protected. But, oh boy, got to do things. You know, it's very hypocritical is what it is. Everybody lives in a glass house in college sports. Everybody. Take out the non-conference games last year. The offense was broken for most of the season. Yes, it was. Had some great stretches, like Arkansas, for sure. Arkansas would be one, but that was a bad team, you know. But lost three separate games with a horrendous ability to score, no doubt. You'd argue it was the worst offense Kiffin has had in five seasons. At least in 2022, they could run the ball effectively. That's a good point. Keep seeing Chris Jans on different lists, and he was a candidate for Arkansas in some form. How much longer do you think he's at Mississippi State? Also, thoughts on Hubbard entering the draft with eligibility. I mean, Jans has showed up on some of these hot boards as well. I don't know, frankly, anything about like his satisfaction level at Mississippi State. I know that like the roster that he had was an expensive one. For all the talk about Mississippi State and lack of funds for football, this basketball team was financially competitive that they had. They paid for that basketball team. And it underachieved. It did. It just did. So I don't know if, you know, he might just kind of be, I don't know. I don't know much about his satisfaction level at State, but I do know that this past roster had a lot of money on it. As far as Hubbard, I mean, it's a no-brainer decision to test the waters and get feedback from the NBA. He's not an NBA player. He's a 5'11" with shoes on, two guard, who doesn't shoot at a good percentage, and he's not a good defender. You're not going to play in the NBA like that. He's certainly very talented, and he can, when he's hot, make a metric ton of shots. I mean, that is, you know, that's real, but he's not consistent at all. I mean, he had the same three-point percentage as Malik Dia, right? Let me make sure I get the stat right. So let's see. So shot 34% from three. And Malik Dia shot. They literally have an identical three-point percentage, 34.5%. So, again, you're an off-ball guard. So you're a two-guard. He's not a point guard. Who's under 6 feet tall, possibly by a couple of inches, that shoots a three-point percentage the same as a forward. And he's not a good defender. He's not an NBA player. And I don't think he'll ever become an NBA player. But getting feedback from the NBA makes sense. It also, you know, could be a smart financial play to publicly let all of your options be known to raise the cost and stuff like that. Everyone hypothetically has exponentially more funds at Ole Miss, Michael. Results on the field be damned. It's incredible, really. And I don't live in Oxford. I live in Mississippi. I live in the capital city. Well, I used to live in the capital city. Now I live outside of the capital city. But there are people that have never been here, that have never been to Oxford, never been to Ole Miss. And forget talking about random fans online. I'm talking about people that cover the sport. That will just look at, like, GDP of Mississippi and think that that is an indicator of how much resources the university can have. And it's just a ridiculous thing. But I do think a lot of people do that. I really do. I mean, you saw that with Florida last year. Remember, I had a tweet that went kind of viral because there was a radio host in Jacksonville that brought up the public education ranking in Mississippi as a reason why Kiffin wouldn't stick around. I mean, just, it was brain dead, total nonsense, complete blowhard stuff is what it was. But that's just because, and this applies directly to me too, just because somebody's got a platform and a microphone doesn't mean they're smart. Just because somebody's got a YouTube show doesn't mean they're smart. That, again, that includes me. And too many people cover college sports, look at it from that idiot in Jacksonville's perspective. They're just wrong, but they'll forever be validated in their wrongness because Florida fans will eat that crap up all day long. So, no, this is not the podcast for this podcast, but you saw the Athletic story today about the false rumor that went on at Ole Miss that was perpetuated by the media. I wonder if that goes anywhere. That story right there, on top of just like basic common sense and stuff like that, is exactly why we didn't go there on the radio show and why we didn't talk about it right here as well. Obviously, YouTube and podcast platform is a lot more lenient. Like, there's less responsibility on me to like use clean language and stuff here, right? But we did not make reference to it in any way on the radio show. Why? Well, for two reasons. One, because the bedroom life of college students is not my business or anybody's, really. So just like, that's not something that should be discussed on a sports show to begin with, just in general. And then the possibility that not only is it inaccurate, but the damage that perpetuating a story like that could cause. And I think that others are getting let off the hook here that took it and ran with it. The story kind of focused on Pat McAfee. It wasn't just him. The Daily Wire's sports show covered that story. You can still find that they may have taken it down now to avoid lawsuits, but as of a couple weeks ago, their segment where they covered that story was still up on YouTube. Yeah, Chris Budden, who presumably will be on the sidelines for an Ole Miss game soon, said some awful things, not only about the situation, but about Ole Miss female students in general. Josh Pate talked about it and said that nothing happens on a campus in the SEC that they don't know about, which I hope to God there are things that happen on college campuses that I don't know about. People covering that, in media covering that, was bizarre. It was bizarre. On top of, just the heinous stuff that happened. My gosh, people calling grandparents and stuff and the threatening message. It was awful. It is awful. But that's why we didn't cover it. Because, just from a moral perspective, this is a sports show. Why would we talk about an internet rumor that it is very, possibly very untrue? It turns out, the irresponsibility of... It's the irresponsibility of the platform for people like McAfee and the Daily Wire sports show and Chris Budden to engage with that was bizarre, truly bizarre. And that's why we did not go there. I know there's at least one Mississippi State fan that accused us of carrying the water. I would have the same stance if it happened at Mississippi State. That's just not a place that we go. And never will go beyond talking about the story that came out today. Can't wait for when Auburn eventually fires Freeze and gets yet another dose of reality. It might come as early as after this year. Lose to Baylor in week one and it's off and running. Pay your beard as much as you possibly can to keep him. I do not think Keith Carter is going to allow money to be a factor in anything involving Chris Beard. And so at the end of the day, when you've got all of the resources that you need from Chris Beard's perspective, and you've got a basketball-minded and sports-minded boss and leadership at your school, are you really going to go work for Trev Alberts? That doesn't make sense. Things could change, and if it changes, we'll talk about it. But it doesn't seem like a fit as of this moment. Baseball isn't on the headline tonight, but still not sure what to think of this team, like how good they are. Their bats are pretty live, but the pen is a disaster. Time for Hooks to start. Well, unfortunately, you're not going to see that, and I think that's a mistake. I think not having a rotation this weekend is a mistake. They're not going to be able to hit their way to wins, giving up 7 runs a game, 8 runs a game. You cannot continue to win series that way. They're going to have to pitch it better. And I know what their record is. Their resume is awesome. Their resume is really good. I don't think that this is sustainable. And if I'm wrong, that's great, because that means that they kept winning and they hosted and, all good. But things have got to change quickly pitching, or else they're going to start stacking losses soon. I'm concerned about that. But you're right. The offense is outstanding. It's truly outstanding. It's awesome. Any idea who A&M might hire in basketball? I have no idea, truthfully. They're going to go big fish hunting for sure, but Coach O has it going on in the portal. She does. She has a very attractive program, clearly. They're winning a lot. She clearly has messaging that resonates with the athletes. She's doing good. Do you think this is actually going to be it for Chris Lemonis as well? I wonder what their AD thinks about baseball at the moment. They don't want to fire him. They don't want to. Financially, they don't want to. They may be given no choice. They want any excuse to keep him because rev share. and they have got to get football right. Robbie Faulk sat in for Hey Dad today. He was great, by the way. I really enjoyed doing 3 hours of radio with Robbie. Just really good stuff. But, I mean, he said it. Any dollar that they can spare needs to go to football because, and he's right, they've got to get football right. That has got to be something that they are good at or at least interesting in again quickly. Like, that has got to happen fast. And so any dollar that is spent on a baseball coach's buyout to fire him, to buy out the staff, to buy out the new coach, if that's necessary, is something that they do not want to do. They don't want to do it. Ole Miss will keep Beard, I think. This is probably a kiss of death, but that's what I would bet on right now. I would bet on – I don't think that that's going to happen. And now that I said that, sorry, guys. But anyway. But things change fast. I could be very wrong. Probably by this time tomorrow. So what happens? What time will the Ole Miss Georgia State game? I have no idea. I have no idea. Lost a lot of respect for Josh Pate when he said that stuff about the story. And not to mention how shameful and juvenile a platform like Barstool can be. Oh, yeah, Barstool did it too. Deleted the video, and I guess Portnoy claimed that they never covered it. That's not true. That's not true at all. It's not true at all. But anyway, I got to run, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, I will be back with you. It'll be later Thursday because we are on remote in West Point. On remote in West Point. So it'll be later Thursday. But we'll be live Thursday. After the game, actually. I think that there will be a baseball game. So we can just go live after that. But we will do that. And I will see you guys. I'll see you then. Thank you for tuning in.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Find your new ride at Kia Macomb's all-new location at the corner of I-55 and Highway 98. Come find out why Macomb loves Kia Macomb at the corner of I-55 and Highway 98. Right on the corner, right on the price.